In the heart of a bustling city, there lived a man named Alex, burdened by an unseen weight. Raised in a home where words were wielded like weapons, he heard he wasn't good enough. Despite his outward confidence and cheerful demeanor, Alex struggled with self-doubt and insecurity. From a young age, the echoes of hurtful words followed Alex like shadows, whispering lies of inadequacy and worthlessness. He longed to break free from the chains of negativity that bound him, but they seemed insurmountable, like an impenetrable fortress guarding his heart. Then, amidst the chaos of his busy life, Alex stumbled upon a message of hope and healing. It was like a beacon of light cutting through the darkness, illuminating a path to freedom he had longed for, but never dared to hope existed. Through the transformative power of God's Word and the love of those around him, Alex began to see himself through a new lens. He discovered that he was fearfully and wonderfully made, deeply loved and cherished beyond measure by his heavenly Father. Slowly but surely, Alex's heart began to heal. With each positive affirmation spoken over his life, each declaration of faith and victory, the chains of negativity began to loosen their grip. He stepped into the fullness of God's promises, embracing a new identity rooted in his truth and love. Today, Alex stands as a testament to the power of words. He knows firsthand the impact they can have, both for good and for ill. His story of redemption and healing inspires others to break free from the bondage of negativity and embrace the abundant life God has promised. As Alex's story illustrates, our words carry immense power. They have the ability to shape our perception of ourselves and the world around us. Just as Alex longed to break free from the chains of negativity, so too do many of us yearn for liberation from the destructive patterns of speech that hold us captive. In today's video, we will embark on a journey of self-discovery and transformation. We will explore the profound impact of our words and learn how to harness their power for good. Together, we will uncover the keys to breaking free from the cycle of negativity and speaking life over our lives. Join us on this journey as we explore the transformative power of words and discover how to stop speaking evil over our lives. Let me ask you this. Have you ever found yourself trapped in a cycle of negativity where every thought, every word spoken feels like a heavy chain dragging you down? It's like being stuck in a dark labyrinth with no way out. I remember a time when life seemed like an endless uphill battle. Job rejections piled up, relationships crumbled, and my health deteriorated. Each setback felt like a dagger to the heart, leaving wounds that refused to heal. In those moments of despair, it was easy to succumb to the whispers of doubt and fear. "You're not good enough," they said. "You'll never amount to anything. And worst of all, you deserve this pain." I believed those lies for far too long. They became a toxic mantra, poisoning my mind and soul. But one day, in the midst of darkness, a glimmer of hope flickered to life. It was a simple realization, yet it changed everything. I realized that I had been speaking evil over my own life. With every negative word, I was fueling the flames of despair, allowing them to consume me from within. But enough was enough. It was time to break free from this self-destructive cycle. And so, I made a decision to stop speaking this evil over my life, to silence the voices of doubt and fear, and instead, embrace the power of positivity and faith. It wasn't easy, but it was necessary for my survival. Join me on this journey. Together, we will uncover the lies that hold us captive and reclaim our voices, speaking life, hope, and victory over our circumstances. It's time to rewrite our stories and step into the abundance.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit MidAmerica shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Abundant life that awaits us. Have you ever stopped to think about the words you speak? Each word carries immense power, like seeds planted in the soil of your life. Depending on their nature, these words can either bloom into beautiful flowers or sprout thorns that pierce your soul. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." This profound verse reminds us that our words have the power to shape our words, have the power to shape our reality. How many times have you heard stories of individuals achieving the seemingly impossible simply because they spoke words of faith and determination? Conversely, how many have remained trapped in cycles of despair and depression because they constantly affirmed their misery? Our words aren't just empty sounds that disappear into the wind. They linger, they affect, and most importantly, they create. By speaking something negative, we're not just expressing a fleeting feeling. We're laying the foundation for that negativity to manifest in our lives. But it's not just about what we say to the world. It's also about what we whisper to ourselves. What we say about ourselves matters. Are we filling our personal space with words of faith, hope, and love? Or are we allowing doubt, fear, and despair to take root? It's time to understand the power of our words and take control of our words and take control of our narrative. Together, let's challenge the lies, confront the doubts, and replace them with God's enduring truths. The tongue, though small, holds immense power. It's like a spark that ignites a fire, capable of spreading across vast landscapes. Just as a single droplet can ripple across an entire lake, our words have the ability to shape the environment around us. In the book of James, chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, it says, "Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell." It's easy to dismiss words as harmless, especially when spoken without intention. But the aftermath of carelessly spoken words can leave scars that last lifetimes. Like a fire that spreads and destroys, words have the power to damage relationships, break spirits, and darken souls. Yet, on the flip side, kind words can be a beacon of hope, light, and warmth. They have the power to heal wounds, mend broken hearts, and ignite passion. Think about the warmth a single lit candle can provide in a dark room. In the same way, our kind words can bring comfort and encouragement to those around us. We are the gatekeepers of our words. With every word we utter, we make a choice. Do we light a match to burn, or do we light a candle to provide light? This is the responsibility that comes with possessing such a powerful tool. It's crucial that we pause and think before releasing words into the world. Once spoken, they cannot be unsaid. They either become a haunting echo or a soothing melody, reverberating in the hearts and minds of those who hear them. When we're trapped in a cycle of negative speech, we not only harm ourselves, but also impact those around us. Our words create the atmosphere in which we live, affecting our relationships, work environment, and overall well-being. But the good news is that we have the power to change the narrative. We can choose to speak life, hope, and positivity into existence. We can be intentional about the words we use, ensuring that they uplift and encourage, rather than tear down and destroy. Our inner dialogue is often influenced by external factors, such as past traumas, criticism from loved ones, and societal expectations. These external voices feed into the stories we tell ourselves, shaping our beliefs and perceptions of reality. But do these stories represent genuine reality? Or are they mere fragments seen through a shattered lens? It's crucial to uncover the source of these beliefs that we hold. By pinpointing their beginnings, we can better dismantle the misconceptions that have trapped and ensnared us. Are we reliving a childhood rebuke, or are we bending under societal expectations that seek to shape us in a certain way? The enemy often uses these external voices to perpetuate his lies. He thrives in deception, sowing seeds of doubt and watering them with negativity. These seeds grow into thorny bushes that trap and hurt us. But there is hope. Recognizing the lies is the first step to breaking free. We must actively challenge these beliefs, question their authenticity, and replace them with God's truths. God has crafted a unique story for each of us, brimming with love, hope, and purpose. By embracing this, we begin to perceive ourselves not through the world's lens, but through the eyes of our Creator. This is why we need to understand the difference between God's truth and self-defeating words. The world is noisy with many voices trying to define our worth. But amidst this relentless noise of the world, there's one voice that speaks the absolute truth, God's voice. He reminds us in Romans 8:37, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." When feelings of inadequacy creep in, remember that in Christ, you are reborn. In the midst of life's challenges, it's easy to lose sight of God's truth and instead focus on the negativity surrounding us. But God's truth stands firm, unwavering, amidst the storms of life. Even when our faith is strong, the enemy still tries to trick us. He whispers lies, telling us we're not good enough, that nobody cares about us, or that we can't handle things. But we must remember that the power of our words echoes far beyond our immediate circumstances. When we echo what God says about us, we walk in power, love, and soundness of mind. Every day is an opportunity to walk in this new identity, letting God's truth soak in like a cleansing rain, washing away the grime of self-doubt and negativity. By continually immersing ourselves in His Word, we build a fortress of truth against the enemy's lies. We must declare God's truths over our lives, anchoring ourselves in His promises and standing firm against the onslaught of negativity. Even amidst the storms of life, God's truth remains unchanged. It serves as our anchor, keeping us steady in the midst of turmoil. When we align our thoughts and words with God's truth, we tap into a reservoir of strength and resilience that empowers us to overcome any obstacle. So let us stand firm in God's truth, speaking life, hope, and victory over our circumstances. Let us reject the lies of the enemy and instead embrace the unshakable truth of God's word. Overcoming negative speech isn't just about refraining from using harmful words. It's about actively replacing them with positivity and truth. The Apostle Paul exhorts us in Romans 12:2 to renew our minds, not conforming to the patterns of this world, but transforming ourselves through the renewing of our minds. This transformation begins with immersing ourselves in God's Word, allowing it to penetrate deep into our hearts and minds. Just as a gardener tends to their garden, removing weeds and nurturing the soil, we must cultivate a fertile ground for God's truth to take root. Surrounding ourselves with accountability partners is crucial on this journey. These individuals uplift us with positive words, while gently correcting us when we veer off course. Positive affirmations rooted in biblical truth are also powerful tools. By speaking them daily, we program our minds to align with God's plan and purpose for our lives. Most importantly, prayer plays a pivotal role in overcoming negative speech. Through conversations with God, we lay bare our insecurities, fears, and negative beliefs, allowing Him to transform them into affirmations of faith, hope, and love. As we actively engage with our thoughts and align them with Christ's teachings and love, our words will naturally follow suit. Philippians 4:8 encourages us to focus on whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy, training our minds to filter out negativity with positivity. By making a conscious effort to guard our thoughts and words, we can create an environment of positivity and encouragement, not only for ourselves, but also for those around us. Let us be intentional about speaking life, hope, and blessing into every situation, knowing that our words have the power to shape our reality. Throughout history and in our communities, there are countless stories of individuals who have shifted their destinies by changing their narratives. These testimonies stand as beacons of hope, reminding us of the transformative power of words. Consider the story of Joseph from the book of Genesis. Despite facing betrayal, false accusations, and imprisonment, Joseph held on to his faith in God's plan for his life. His unwavering belief in God's promises propelled him from slavery to a position of great authority in Egypt. Joseph's story is a profound testament to the idea of shifting one's destiny by holding on to faith and a positive narrative, even amidst adversity. Similarly, there are individuals in our midst who, despite growing up amidst criticism and negativity, have chosen to focus on God's promises and achieved remarkable things beyond their imagination. These real-life stories serve as powerful reminders that our past does not define us. When our perspective aligns with God's truth, miracles happen. It's about surrendering the pen of our story to God and allowing Him to write our victorious narrative. Another testimony may be of someone who battled illness. Instead of succumbing to despair and speaking defeat, they affirmed God's healing power, and against all odds, they were restored to health. These stories are happening around us more often than we think. They remind us that when our perspective aligns with God's truth, miracles happen. It's about surrendering the pen of our story to God and allowing Him to write our victorious narrative. As we listen to these transformative testimonies, let them inspire us to speak life, hope, and victory over our circumstances. Let us declare God's promises over our lives, knowing that His word never returns void. Guarding our tongue isn't merely a suggestion. It's a divine directive. Every word we speak is a reflection of the condition of our hearts. It's time to purify our hearts. It's time to purify our hearts so that our words become channels of blessings. Committing to change isn't a one-time event, but a daily endeavor. It requires mindfulness and an active decision to filter every thought through God's love and truth. As 2 Corinthians 10:5 instructs us, we must cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This is our call to action, to actively engage with our thoughts and align them with Christ's teachings and love. When we align our thoughts with God's truth our words will follow. We're urged in Philippians 4:8 to think about whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy, filtering out bad thoughts with good thoughts. So let us make an effort to filter out negative thoughts with positive ones, understanding that in time, this positivity will flow from our minds to our lips. Imagine a life where every word you speak is a blessing, a positive affirmation, a declaration of faith. This is the life God desires for each of us. A life where our words reflect His love, power, and truth. Now, let us come before the Lord in prayer, seeking His transformative power in our lives. Join me in lifting our hearts to our gracious and loving God, the Creator of heaven and earth. Heavenly Father, we come before You with humble hearts, acknowledging our need for Your guidance and strength. We confess any negative words and thoughts we have spoken over our lives and the lives of others. We ask for Your forgiveness and cleansing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare freedom from the bondage of negative words and thoughts. We come against the habit of speaking evil and bind every force that pushes us toward uttering harmful words. Lord, help us hold every thought captive and focus on all that is good and positive. Merciful Father, we ask You to cleanse our tongues, hearts, minds, and spirits. We rebuke and reject every negative word ever spoken over our lives. We declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. The power of life and death is in the tongue, and in the name of Jesus we choose to speak life, blessings, and victory over ourselves. Lord, heal our bodies, minds, and spirits. Heal all emotional scars and trails of negativity left by hurtful words spoken over us. Renew us, O Lord, with Your love and grace. Deliver us from all evil accidents, negative incidents, and the shadow of death as we step into the fullness of Your love, grace, and mercy. We pray for a complete renewal of our minds and hearts. Help us put a watch over our lips so that every word we speak may be in line with Your will, bringing life, hope, and love to those who hear it. Shield us with Your divine protection and bless us abundantly, that we may be vessels of Your favor and goodness. We lift up our loved ones to You, Lord, asking that You watch over them and let Your truth and love be their guiding force. Bless them and let Your peace reign in their hearts. As we say this prayer together, we thank You, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. To all those within the sound of my voice, let us now take action. Let us spread the blessings we have received through this prayer. As we conclude this journey, let us reflect on the transformative power of our words. We have explored the profound impact of negative speech on our lives and the lives of those around us. We've delved into the importance of aligning our thoughts and words with God's truth, recognizing that every word we speak has the potential to shape our reality. Let us commit to guarding our tongues, purifying our hearts, and speaking life, hope, and blessing into every situation. May our words be a reflection of God's love, power, and truth, spreading light and positivity wherever we go. Remember, you have the power to change the narrative of your life by speaking words of faith, hope, and victory. Embrace God's truth. Align your thoughts with His promises and watch as He transforms your life from the inside out. If you have been blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment below. share this video with a friend or family member who needs the blessing of this prayer. Until we meet again, may you continue to walk in the fullness of God's blessings, knowing that He is with you every step of the way. May His grace and peace be with you all. Amen.